Prisons, with their locked doors and watchful eyes, hold stories waiting to be revealed. Behind the cold, unforgiving bars of prisons, extraordinary events occur, sometimes caught on camera at just the right moment. From mind-blowing escapes to spine-tingling encounters, today we're taking a look at the strangest things caught on prison cameras that are sure to leave you shocked. Let's get started. Rustam Sharudinov. Ladies and gentlemen, picture this. A Russian prison cell in semi-darkness, where security cameras bear silent witness to an incredible escape. This daring feat earned a Russian prisoner the nickname Snake Man. In 2016, in the Republic of Dagestan in southwestern Russia, CCTV cameras caught the unbelievable. Convicted robber Rustam Sharudinov, just 25 years old, staged an escape reminiscent of an episode of The X-Files. On June 18, the world watched as he made his way to freedom through a small hatch meant for distributing food and water. The video shows Sharudinov stripping naked to make his escape like Houdini. It took him several minutes to squeeze through the tiny opening. But once he was on the floor on the other side of the cell, he wasted no time in going back inside to retrieve his clothes and shoes, getting dressed as if it were any other day. And there was a man who had been confined behind bars, nonchalantly walking out of prison. At that moment, no one knew whether the authorities would recapture him. Prison officials were left red-faced and searching for answers. Admitted that disciplinary action was being taken against the guards on duty, who had apparently failed to notice the escape unfolding before their eyes on the security cameras. Some of them faced the grim prospect of losing their jobs. As for Sharudinov, he was in prison due to his extensive criminal record, but no specific details were given about the charges against him. Local media outlets suggested that his specialty was burglary and that he was renowned for his ability to sneak into flats through tiny windows. Following his incredible escape, he immediately became a wanted man. The Republic of Dagestan launched a manhunt for him, both by the police and the military. Social media users could not help but draw comparisons between Sharudinov's escape and the extraordinary skills of a fictional villain from the X-Files series. It is not yet known whether Sharudinov was recaptured or not, but it was certainly an iconic escape. Picture this, a young man sentenced to prison whose freedom slips away, but then comes a twist that would put any Hollywood movie to shame. In a courtroom where justice is being served, courtroom CCTV caught a moment stranger than fiction. Finter, a 21-year-old, pressed a button and an automatic door opened, releasing his teenage friend. The audacious act took place in Bradford, West Yorkshire, and was caught on CCTV. Now, Finter's lawyers claim it was an impromptu act, not a plan to help his friend escape from court. But the video tells a different story. Finter, wearing a barber's cap, was loitering near the doors of the courthouse where his 17-year-old friend, whose identity has not been revealed for legal reasons, was being sentenced. What was Finter's motive? He claimed his only plan was to play pool after the hearing. However, Judge David Hatton has a different perspective. He believed Finter was anticipating what ultimately happened despite Finter's pleas of innocence. The crucial moment came when the teenager was given a 21-week sentence for stealing a mobile phone. In a bold move, he pushed past four security guards and ran out the door thanks to Finter pressing that mysterious button. Judge Hatton couldn't help but notice that Finter seemed to cheer on his friend's escape with a shout. Escaping from legal custody is no small feat, and assisting someone to escape is taken just as seriously. The escaped teenager was on the loose for 2 days but was later sentenced to a further 6 months detention for the escape when he appeared at Kirklees Magistrates Court. As for Finter, he faced the consequences of his actions. He pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting his friend's escape and was sentenced to 3 months imprisonment. In a puzzling twist, Finter himself admitted to not knowing why he pushed that button, stating, "It wasn't something I sat down to think about, a courtroom escape as baffling as odd as, caught on camera for the world to see." Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Quote, Lee McNaughton. Next up is convicted murderer Richard Lee McNaughton, who gained infamy not for his crimes, but for his incredible prison escapes. It all began in 1987, when McNaughton committed murder during a botched robbery. He was quickly apprehended, but would soon prove to be a master at eluding capture. His first escape attempt in 1988 was incredible. While handcuffed to a chair during interrogation, McNaughton used lip balm to lubricate his hands and slipped free of the handcuffs. He led police on a wild chase across the city, even jumping off a three-story building before being recaptured. In 1992, Magner was back behind bars, but not for long. This time he climbed down a ventilation shaft and went on the run for 10 months, surviving the escape, stealing cars, and traveling across the country. But hold on to your hats, because the most daring escape was yet to come. In 2006, McNeil was admitted to the United States Penitentiary in Louisiana. His job was repairing old mailbags. Sounds typical, right? Well, McNeil turned it into a brilliant escape plan. He built a makeshift escape pod out of a breathing tube and hid inside a stack of mailbags that were being mailed out of the prison. When prison staff delivered the pallet of mailbags, McNeil broke free and walked to freedom. He literally walked out of prison by mail. Hours after his escape, a police officer caught up with McNeil, who was jogging on a railroad track. The officer had a description of the escaped inmate, but McNeil, without any identification, managed to talk his way out of it. "Officer. Okay, do you have any identification on you? What's your name?" "McNeil." "Robert Jones, officer." "Robert Jones McNeil. Why am I not stealing leads, officer?" "No, that's not the issue. Now, what's your address?" "McNeil, I don't have an address. I'm at the hotel. We're working on houses and stuff. I do roofing." Quote, "Officer, roofing, okay." He gave two different names, Robert Jones and Jimmy Jones, and even joked with the officer before running off to freedom. These escapes made McNeil a fugitive for years. He traveled all over the United States and even crossed into Canada. His story became a hot topic on the television show America's Most Wanted. He managed to stay undercover by evading authorities. It wasn't until 297 that McNeil's fate was revealed in Canada. He was eventually captured in New Brunswick, 100 miles north of the US border. Today, McNeil is incarcerated in one of the world's most secure prisons, ADX Florence, alongside infamous criminals. His escapes are the stuff of legend, and we all wonder how one man can pull off such incredible feats of escape. Judson Cunha, evangelist. In a strange and tragic turn of events, a daring prison escape took a deadly turn. Evangelist Judson Cunha, just 26, was on the verge of being released after months of meticulous planning and tireless digging. He was climbing up Escape, a hidden tunnel that stretched 230 feet from the toilet of his cell at Monte Cristo Penitentiary, the largest prison in Boa Vista, northern Brazil. A testament to the evangelist's determination, this underground passageway had already snaked beneath the prison's perimeter wall and electric fences. But fate had other plans. As he continued on his subterranean journey, Evangelista likely encountered a critical problem, a severe lack of oxygen. The tunnel, which had been a Herculean effort to construct, was just feet away from breaking through the earth's surface and emerging into the surrounding forest. Tragically, Evangelista was unable to take those final, vital steps toward freedom. Suffering from the lack of air, he retreated to his cell. There, he succumbed to the suffocating grip of his subterranean ambition. The shocking discovery of Evangelista's escape route came after his untimely demise. Law enforcement officers, following his tragic end, stumbled upon the hidden tunnel that had originated beneath the toilet in the prisoner's cell. The tunnel, an engineering feat in its own right, had even included an electrical cable with a light bulb, ensuring visibility during the harrowing journey. Evangelista's original intention is believed to have been to offer his tunnel as a means of escape to his fellow prisoners, potentially setting up a mass exodus from the maximum security prison. However, his dream of orchestrating a spectacular escape ended in heartbreaking tragedy. the Sajik State Department of Justice, which oversees the prison, launched a massive effort to fill the tunnel with concrete, permanently sealing off this ill-fated path to freedom. The incident highlights the horrific conditions at Monte Cristo, which had already made headlines in January when a deadly rebellion broke out that claimed the lives of more than 30 inmates. Another Brazilian prisoner next up, a Brazilian prisoner determined to break free attempts a daring escape straight out of the movies. A true show's shank redemption in this jaw-dropping video, you'll witness the prisoner's daring bid for freedom. Covered in filth, he dives headfirst into a communal toilet, trying to claw his way through a nightmarish hole filled with excrement. It's an escape plan that seems doomed from the start. Watching this desperate prisoner writhe his body through clogged sewage pipes, one can't help but wonder if he's watched too many Hollywood prison escape movies. However, unlike the heroic escape through a sewer that you might remember from the iconic scene in Showcase Redemption starring Tim Robbins, this escape ends quite differently. Instead of emerging into the clear air of freedom, this prisoner's journey takes an abrupt and decidedly unceremonious turn. In a shocking twist, two men grab him by the ankles and drag him from the stinking abyss. The look of desperation on his face is palpable. Later, when he is seen back in his cell, covered head to toe in what is assumed to be human waste, one realizes the folly of his attempt. You might wonder why anyone would choose such an absurd path to escape. Well, it's worth noting that Brazil's sewage system is quite fragile. Flushing even toilet paper down the toilet can be problematic, let alone trying to flush an entire person down the toilet. This incredible footage that surfaced on LiveLeak on December 29, 2015, has garnered a staggering 136,000 views. So there you have it. A real-life prison escape attempt that plays out like a bizarre movie scene, but lacks the Hollywood ending. It's proof that not all daring escape stories end in triumph, leaving us amazed and amused by the sheer audacity of it all. Serena Dodson. Next up, we have a prison break from New Mexico in which three inmates managed to escape with the help of a prison guard. Aaron Davis Clark, 31, Victor Andrew Apodaca, 28, and Ricky Ramon Senna, 24, star in this gripping tale. They managed to escape from a detention center in Clovis, New Mexico, with the help of an inside source. These three men were no ordinary inmates. Aaron Clark was facing charges related to firearms, child abuse, and identity theft. Victor Apodaca was being held on drug charges, including trafficking in controlled substances. And Ricky Senna was being held on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. These were serious cases. The escape occurred when the inmates were last seen wearing white t-shirts, white boxer shorts, and with their heads covered, making them difficult to identify. It was a daring move, and the Curry County Sheriff's Office launched a manhunt to track them down. But here's the twist in the story. It turns out that prison guard Serena Dodson played a crucial role in the escape. She was arrested about 100 miles away in Lubbock, Texas, for helping the inmates escape. It's a shocking development in an already exciting plot. Now let's fast forward a bit. Prison guard Serena Dodson faces her own consequences for helping these prisoners. She is sentenced to 9 years in prison. All because she helped them pull off a daring escape. As for the three prisoners, their escape was no spur-of-the-moment decision. It was the result of careful planning that spanned days and weeks. This escape left the community terrified with everyone on edge, not knowing where these dangerous inmates could be. They were caught on camera in an alleyway dressed in white, escaping calmly, without any fancy tricks or loiny stunts. They simply used their charm and charisma to get out of prison. In a dramatic twist of fate, the prisoners were eventually captured. But not before running from the law for 5 days. In the end, the silver-tongued prisoners did not manage to earn their freedom for long. Their escape, while exciting, had an unhappy ending for the escapee in Jesse. Next up is the prison break in Recife, Brazil, where a group of prisoners managed to escape from jail after a bomb blew a hole in the outer wall. This prison break was like no other. 40 inmates seized their opportunity and ran through the hole created by the explosion. The shocking moment was captured on surveillance cameras and broadcast on Brazilian television. Moments before the explosion, a mysterious figure approached the prison wall, dropped off a package, and scurried away. The explosion tore a gaping hole in the fortified prison wall, and amid a cloud of dust, the inmates sprang into action. In a scene reminiscent of a Hollywood thriller, they leapt over the damaged wall, some even doing somersaults. Once on the other side, they scattered through the neighborhood, seeking shelter in houses and alleys. Authorities were quick to launch a manhunt for these daring escapees. But here's where the story takes a dark turn. Two of the escapees lost their lives and another was hospitalized. As for the rest, determined police work allowed 36 of the escapees to be recaptured. However, one prisoner remains at large, keeping the city on tenterhooks. This is not the first time that Recife has witnessed such a dramatic escape. Just days earlier, 53 inmates had escaped from another prison on the outskirts of the city. Remarkably, only 13 of them have since been found. Behind the scenes, there is a pressing problem that contributed to these daring escapes. The prison guards' union had warned authorities that a breakout was imminent. They highlighted the staffing shortage that left only half of the prison's observation towers manned. In the state of Pernambuco, where Recife is located, there is a severe shortage of prison guards. With over 32,000 inmates crammed into facilities that house 10,500, overcrowding is adding to the chaos. To complicate matters further, many prisons in the region tap inmates to assist guards with security duties, adding an extra layer of complexity to an already difficult situation. Pascal Payet. Let us introduce you to a name that has become synonymous with daring prison escapes. Pascal Payet. Born in Montpellier, France. Payet began his life of crime with convictions for aggravated assault in 1988 and conspiracy in 1993. However, it was his role in the deadly 1997 bombing of a Banque de France armored van that earned him a 30-year sentence. Payet first tried his hand at helicopter escape on October 12, 2001, when he and Frederick Mpoko managed to escape from Luynes prison using a hijacked helicopter. But the story doesn't end there. Mpoko was captured 6 days later, shedding light on his daring escape. On April 14, 2003, Payet organized a helicopter rescue mission for Frank Perletto, Michel Valero and Eric Alborio, his former accomplices in the 1997 robbery. This time, their freedom lasted only 3 weeks before they were arrested. Payet's prison saga continued when he was sentenced to life imprisonment for the 1997 armored car robbery. Don't take it personally, and he went on a rampage against Hambury, even writing an open letter titled The Saga of My Transfers to protest against the frequent prison transfers. In a shocking twist, in January 2007, Payet confessed to organizing the 2003 helicopter escape, earning him an additional 7 years in prison while his fellow prisoners received shorter sentences. Despite being one of the most closely watched prisoners in France, Payet's audacity knew no bounds. On Bastille Day 2007, he took advantage of the celebrations to hijack a helicopter at Cannes Mandalou Airport. He was taken out of solitary confinement in a prison in Grasse. A massive manhunt ensued and a European arrest warrant was issued. However, Payet remained a fugitive until September 21, 2007, when he was captured in Spain. He was sentenced to an additional 15 years for a series of armed robberies and assaults on police officers during his escape. In 2011, Payet faced yet another sentence, this time an additional 5 years for his daring 2007 escape. His accomplices also did not escape justice and received their own sentences. Payet's story has captured the imagination of many and has been featured in television shows, articles, and even Netflix's White Rabbit project. With multiple escapes under his belt, he now holds the world record for planning the most prison breaks from a helicopter. Square is. Next up, we have Indiana inmate Blaise Ayers, who was plotting an escape from the clutches of the Jackson County Jail. but his grand escape plan took an unexpected turn, leading to a series of mishaps that leave us wondering how it all went so wrong. It all began when officers were moving Ayers from an outdoor recreation area to his cell. Seizing a moment of opportunity, he dashed into a medical room inside the holding area and quickly closed the door behind him, leaving the officers baffled. They had to act quickly, so they maneuvered through an adjoining room, eager to apprehend inmate Widow. By the time they reached the medical room, he had vanished into thin air, or rather, the ceiling. He had crawled into the maze of pipes and cables above, refusing the agent's pleas for him to come down. Determined to escape, Ayers began maneuvering across the ceiling, causing significant damage along the way. But this is where Shiro takes a dramatic turn. The ceiling, unable to support the weight of escape the Ager's ambitions, gave way beneath him and he collapsed. This was the moment his ill-fated plan hit rock bottom. Agents quickly surrounded him, urging him to surrender. However, Ager's remained adamant, bringing the situation to a head. In an effort to subdue him, the agents resorted to using a stun gun, finally putting an end to Ayers' daring escape. While his bid for freedom had collapsed along with the roof, it had caused significant damage to the prison's infrastructure. The extent of this damage remains unknown. When the dust settled, Ayers received medical attention for minor injuries. His escape resulted in a felony charge of attempted escape and a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief, further increasing the odds against him. And remember, folks, sometimes when life throws you to the roof, it's best to stay grounded. Leonid Grazer, picture this. A courtroom in Moscow, Russia, is holding a murder trial and all eyes are on the defendant Leonid Grazer, an 18-year-old who has confessed to the gruesome murder of his sister. But just when you think you've seen it all, chaos breaks loose. As the trial unfolds, the unbelievable happens. In a daring attempt to free himself, Grazer decides to literally escape through the roof. Yes, you heard that right. He attempts a cinematic escape by climbing from the glass cage of the courtroom to the roof. It's like a scene from a Hollywood thriller, only this one's real. But wait, it's not that easy. As he squeezes through the gap in the ceiling, he's in for a surprise. Three armed police guards spring into action, wielding batons and determination. They're nothing like this escape artist's antics. As Grazer makes his way to the roof, the guards resort to using tasers to take him down. It's a showdown between the accused and the law, and the outcome is uncertain. The inevitable happens, and Grazer is knocked off his elevated escape route, losing his pants in the process. Yes, you heard that right again. He's hanging from the ceiling with his pants off as he's dragged back to the dock. Folks, you might find this escapade funny. Like something out of a comedy. But let's not forget the dark reason that brought Greer to this courtroom in the first place. I claim that Satan himself ordered him to commit the murder of his own wife. So while we may laugh at the audacity and this escape attempt, it is a stark reminder of the depths of human behavior. Nicholas Garrison. Next up is a dramatic escape that unfolded in the heart of the Highland County Courthouse. A man named Nicholas Garrison, facing sentencing on drug charges, was in the process of being handcuffed by a deputy and sheriff when he made a break for it. This chase became the talk of the town. As courtroom cameras recorded every moment, Garrison managed to break free from his restraints. He darted across the courtroom, leaving deputies scrambling in his wake. The adrenaline was palpable as he ran toward the exit, a door that led to a set of stairs. Now, here's the kicker. The sheriff, determined to catch Garrison, took a daring leap of faith over the railing in an attempt to block his path. It was a move straight out of an action movie, but unfortunately, in his valiant effort to apprehend the fugitive, the sheriff paid a heavy price. He ended up breaking four ribs and suffering a mild concussion after falling on the stairs. The sheriff's frère praised the sheriff's dedication, noting that he went above and beyond in his pursuit of Garrison. Garrison, however, managed to escape his grasp and headed outside, disappearing into thin air. A chase ensued, and tips began pouring in that led law enforcement to a motel in Clinton County. In the wee hours of the morning, around 4:30 a.m., Garrison ended his escape. He was apprehended at the hotel and taken into custody, but the story doesn't end there. Now Garrison is not only facing the consequences of his initial charges, but also additional charges stemming from his daring escape. Contrell Schwarzlow. Here's a captivating jailbreak that unfolded in Rock County. Our protagonist Quantrell Schwarzlow, 17, found himself in quite the predicament facing separate charges of escape and strangulation. Schwarzlow's day in court took an unexpected turn, initially being booked on suspicion of second-degree sexual assault, strangulation, and battery. Schwarzlow's troubles began in Orfordville. The day took an even more dramatic turn during his custody interview at the Rocky County Sheriff's Office. Picture this. Schwarzlow, a handcuffed 17-year-old, was left alone in an interview room while a detective went outside to collect some items. And that's when a daring escape that made headlines happened. Video footage from inside the interview room tells the story. Moments after the detective left, Schwarzlow seized his opportunity. He deftly pried open a second-story window and, still handcuffed, leapt headfirst to freedom. The daring escape was executed in a matter of seconds, leaving everyone stunned. However, the detective discovered Schwarzlow missing approximately 14 minutes later. "Oh, no way, expletive!" the detective exclaimed, capturing the shock and surprise of the moment. Schwarzlow's escape sparked an intense manhunt. Law enforcement spared no effort in locating him. He remained on the run for approximately 4 hours before Jamesville police officers finally located him at a friend's home on Yuba Street. Despite his attempts to elude capture, Schwarzlow was apprehended without incident. Schwarzlow's escape left an indelible mark that resulted in a felony evasion charge added to his list of legal troubles. The Rock County Sheriff's Office, taking no chances, reinforced the windows of the interrogation room with metal bars to prevent future escapes. While Schwarzlow's escape may have garnered headlines, it also serves as a lesson that actions often have consequences, especially when attempting a daring stunt against the long arm of the law. El Chapo. Last but not least, we have the astonishing story of Joaquin Archivaldo Guzman Lora, better known as El Chapo. Often considered one of the most powerful drug lords in the world, this former Mexican drug lord had a knack for making dramatic escapes from some of the most secure prisons. El Chapo's life story began in Sinaloa, born into a humble family, raised in adversity, and subjected to harsh treatment by his father. His early life was far from glamorous. His entry into the drug business was almost inevitable, as during his youth he helped his father grow marijuana for local traffickers. In the late 1970s, he allied himself with drug lord Hector Luis Palma Salazar. Together they plotted routes to smuggle drugs into the United States, but it wasn't until the mid-1980s under the tutelage of Miguel Ángel Félix Gallardo that El Chapo honed his skills. When Felix was arrested, El Chapo seized the moment and founded his own cartel in 1988. Under his leadership, the Sinaloa cartel grew into a drug empire that produced and distributed massive quantities of cocaine, methamphetamine, marijuana, and heroin to the United States and Europe. His innovative use of distribution cells and underground tunnels along the border helped him achieve a level of drug trafficking that surpassed all that had come before. Forbes even ranked him as one of the most powerful people in the world between 2009 and 2013. Now let's move on to the heart-stopping escapes. El Chapo's first escape came in 2001 when he was escorted out of Puente Grande prison in Jalisco, Mexico, hidden inside a laundry cart. But his most high-profile escape came in 2015. Picture this. El Chapo, back behind bars, hatched an audacious plan. He escaped from the high-security prison in the Altiplano through an elaborate, lighted and ventilated underground tunnel, more than 4 feet long. This was no ordinary tunnel, but a masterpiece of criminal engineering. The entire operation should have taken up to 2 years, but for El Chapo, it was completed in just 16 months. Security cameras last captured him at 8:52 p.m. near the shower area of his cell, conveniently hidden from view. After an eerie 25-minute absence from surveillance footage, prison staff began a search. Their investigation led them to Guzman's cell, which was surprisingly empty. He had cleverly escaped through an underground tunnel that started from the shower area and surprisingly extended to a construction site in the Santa Juanita neighborhood, approximately 1.5 kilometers away. This tunnel was equipped with artificial lighting and air ducts and was built with high-quality materials. Interestingly, authorities also discovered a motorcycle inside the tunnel, suggesting that it could have been used to transport materials during the tunnel's construction and possibly even used by Guzman himself during his daring escapade. An intense manhunt ensued, with roadblocks and increased border security. However, El Chapo remained in hiding for almost 6 months. Ultimately, El Chapo's extraordinary criminal career came to an end in the United States. He was sentenced to life in prison with an additional 30 years added. He now resides in the impenetrable ADX facility in Florence, a prison from which no one has ever escaped. And there you have it, the strangest things caught on prison cameras. Thanks for staying with us. If you like our content, our latest videos are just a click away. Yeah.